You gotta cut this out, dude.
Not gonna do it.
Oh, we got a little rust on the stuff.
You got some moisture in here?
Am I loud enough? Hello.
You're talking really loud today.
Hello. Hello. I think my headphones. Did you turn my headphones down?
Well, the guest.
Yeah, turn mine up.
One, two, three, I think. No, it's two. Way off.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
That's why you're
Fuck.
Yelling.
That's why
you know she could hear.
That's why you're yelling, dude.
I didn't know she could hear.
I've noticed that I have to readjust myself a lot in this chair.
Yeah. Every time I talk, I like...
What?
Every time I say something, I'm moving up.
Why is that? Is that a tick?
I can't stop it.
I think it's a tick.
Not vegan friendly, huh?
Yeah. Look, we can get... These are the shirts, though. We can get made. They look pretty professional.
I bet you that shirt is vegan.
Maybe.
Ooh, you didn't think about that, huh?
But if you rub meat on it, then it's not...
You can get a leather shirt. Just real...
It's a hot one.
Unforgiving.
A real hot.
You should get leather shirts.
I don't think leather shirts are a thing. We thought about it. We evaluated it, and it didn't make sense in the marketing budget.
That'd be expensive as fuck. Yeah. Real leather shirts.
Hey, give me one of those things now.
I don't know if I can get it to you.
What is it? Don't throw it hard.
Oh, shit. That'd be light.
Is this like the snus? Do I put it in the same spot?
Upper deck.
You put it in the upper? No.
Dude.
Why do you put it in the upper?
You're old school. They're called upper deckies.
Are they really? So am I going to get buzzed up right now, dude?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to make it to the podcast.
You don't think so? It's that bad?
I have a feeling it's going to be bad.
Is it really that bad?
I don't know. I just did it.
I'm kind of scared.
You should be. He'll bounce back.
Do you think I'll get sick?
You'll know in about
10 minutes.
Five to 10 minutes.
And I just had coffee too. So does that exacerbate it or does it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think if you have more things on your stomach, it's better. Like if you eat or drink or something.
Yeah. Should we answer it?
Who is that?
It's the Maruk guy.
Sure.
All right. Let's get a... What's up, man?
Hey, not much. Hey, were these any of these satellite dishes? They work.
I mean, I don't know if they work. You can take them, though.
No. You don't need them, though, right?
No, I don't need them.
Okay, 10-4. Just wanted to make sure.
So. Yeah, everything's good. Hey, is it okay if we put this on the podcast?
Yeah, man, go for it.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Shit. All right.
What's the name of your company?
It's I didn't give you a brochure. Are you a
No, I mean like we're talking on the pod, like my phone rang on the podcast.
It's Southern Renovations of Texas.
Southern Renovation. Okay. Mike's mom is the only person that listens to the podcast, so you'll get a good shout out.
She needs some roof work.
Thanks, Mike's mom.
All right, cool, man.
All right, brother. Thanks. Right, appreciate it. Bye.
That's a nice guy, isn't he?
Just the nicest.
Yeah.
Good head on his shoulders, huh?
Hey, it's going to be the big test. I feel it now. It's burning a little bit.
Ooh.
I have to, whenever I cross my legs in this chair, it ends up hurting. Then when I get up, after we do the podcast and I turn off the cameras, my leg's always a bit stiff. But I've been going to see Dr. Lakin. Do you say doctor and then the first name or doctor and the last name?
I think it's supposed to be doctor and the last name.
Dr. Stamps?
Yeah.
I feel this pretty good.
You're not going to make it, dude.
You don't think so?
If I keep saying this, I'm going to get in your head.
Do you think that's a real thing? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, for sure. For you too.
I'm going to make it.
Okay. Yeah, they say that's an indicator. Like when you do that cross leg like this, like on your knee, you typically have one side that goes further down, like the knee goes further down.
Yeah.
And that's the one of whatever side is the one like you favor I think, yeah, because I do the same kind of one. I don't do this one. I think this is the guy cross. I do the girl cross.
Let's talk about that. Why do you do that? Is it because your legs are so long?
It's more comfortable. I used to do this one, but then I started doing this. My dad does this. I don't know. Like,
that's where you get it from.
Yeah, do a little look like
this
that.
Is a lot more comfortable.
It's
though.
Nice. It's nice. You get this little piece right here that grips your calf.
Yeah.
And just every once in a while, you just kind of. Yeah, I guess looking at you doing this, I shouldn't do it.
This is how you look.
I shouldn't do it. Damn, I couldn't see you doing that.
This is
maybe how, you're doing it a little wrong.
No, dude, this is exactly how you're doing it. You got your legs crossed downwards. And, you know, they do this for skirts, right?
Dresses. I'm getting a little better with your position now. But at first, looks
this
different.
Is kind of how you do it, too. You put your elbows like that.
Yeah, you see some professionals, they kind of sit like this. Yeah, that's normal.
It's a lot more comfortable, but it's a very feminine way to sit.
Yeah.
You know?
I just want to put it out there, you know?
But it's almost worth sitting that way compared to this because I can't, this hurts me
mm-hmm.
in my hip flexors.
You might get a good stretch, though.
I'm getting a good buzz right now. it's rushing. Like, if I could describe the way it feels, it's like my body, the soldiers, my immune system, whatever that is that's keeping me from buzzing, was holding the doors. They're holding the doors.
Oh, shit.
They're holding it, right?
Yeah.
But the army was just overpowering it, and then they breached the door, yeah.
They got one of those big logs, like those SWAT things that bust down doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in my system now.
Yeah.
It's done.
No turning back.
So good. What is it called again? What's the name of it?
It's just the little nicotine pouches.
Okay. I did the tobacco ones, the snus ones. I would always do the winter green and even the blue ones. I guess mm-hmm. it would be a mint ones.
There's a bunch of buzz about them being good for you now, which is probably bullshit.
Isn't that... The nicotine, it's good for you in small doses, right?
That's what they say. Nicotine comes from tobacco, from what I read. It's still tobacco, but it's not like all the harmful effects, you know,
yeah.
that just straight up tobacco has.
Does it make you hyper?
It can.
Because I'm getting a little juicy right now.
Yeah.
Could be the coffee, too.
Get you extra focused. It's good for focus. And then it says it boosts your testosterone. I don't know how true that is.
You're just reading bullshit now.
What else? It suppresses your appetite.
Makes you calm. Right. People that smoke are typically mm-hmm. pretty skinny.
Well, they smoke and then they calm down. And
chain smokers.
You'll feel like you're calming down.
Will I? Because I feel like I'm rushing right now.
I think it might be the coffee.
I mean, I have coffee all the time, and coffee doesn't get me.
<It's> like,
you know what I mean?
Blink it out. Yeah.
I might have to take it out.
Don't. You said you wouldn't.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Let's talk about Disney.
What about Disney?
Disney changed their color.
Why? Was it racist?
Know. No, it's just like the logo was blue, like dark blue. And now
do
it's
you
like,
swallow it?
Yes.
Okay.
You put it on the top because it doesn't get wet and you don't have to swallow the stuff.
I'm really not liking this.
Stay
right
dry.
Now. The world is spinning, bro. It's spinning right now. I feel like I need to spit.
You can spit. I don't have a cup. You can grab that bottle. Want to grab the bottle?
I don't like it.
You wanted it.
What? I know.
See if you can make it all the way.
I think I can make it all the way. If I push through, what, like 10 minutes and then I get
yeah,
past it?
Yeah, you'll get past. You're just peeking right now. If you have a chart, you're peeking.
It's because I haven't had any kind of tobacco or snus in a while.
Yeah.
But I used to do the Copenhagen Southern Blend. I got to a point where I could do that and drink at the same time. Not effectively, because I know I'd swallow it. I know I swallowed a bunch of it when I get drunk.
That's not good. I don't like swallowing this stuff, but if it goes dry, you won't until it gets wet.
I put it back on the bottom. It burned to the top.
You have a lot of shit just going on right now, right? Not a lot of conversation here. Just a lot going on.
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Are you crying?
A little bit.
Let's talk about Disney, dude.
Okay.
I've been on a binger. I've been watching. Did you watch Disney when you were little?
Of course.
You watched the Disney Channel?
Oh, no, we didn't have cable.
You also watched Disney movies?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had cable, but we watched like Disney original movies.
Yeah.
They're like super cheesy, but they're good. Like they still live up today. So I watched like they have a thing called Luck of the Irish, Motocrossed, like what is it called? Double Team. It's all these like cheesy movies, but I watch all the sport ones. And Courtney's just getting pissed that we're watching them so much. Like she's like, all right, so and they're all sports like with wheels. She goes, all right, you can pick a movie tonight, but nothing with wheels.
Oh, because you like watching the skateboarding and the race car stuff?
Yeah.
That's so, very Mike.
Yeah, but I picked Johnny Tsunami, which is the surfing one, and it doesn't have wheels, so.
It's close.
It's close, but I found the gray.
It's literally four steps away from having wheels.
Yeah. But I also got back into Mighty Ducks.
That's a good one. That was a show or the movie?
The movies.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the movies?
Oh, the movies are great.
So I was like, oh, shit, I want to go through the three movies. So I watched the first one, freaking gold. Second one, I love, you know, like they bring all the kids back together. Like,
yeah.
Not back together. Like there's kids from other areas because they're going to.
Is that when they compete against the Olympics? Or they
it's the Olympics. So they bring in the best from other areas. That right. Austin, remember that Austin guy that like.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Like, he's like roping kids and stuff. And then they have the other Bash brother that comes in.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fast Olympic skater that like does spins and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the third one is they go to college and they're all back together, but they're like facing controversy.
I've never seen the third one.
Third one's good. So like I watched all these and it's all pretty much the same characters all the way through. And they were young enough at three to probably make another two. Yeah. And they just stopped. So they're all good. Like they all have like that heartwarming, like feeling at the end, you know, like, and they're all giving each other fives and it's like the humor is like during that time. So
I don't know what you're saying right now.
What?
I'm really fucked up.
I have a feeling. I feel like we're not connected right now. I have a feeling you're not listening to any fucking thing I'm saying. I'm
outer space right now.
Yeah.
I think I need to take it out.
Okay. Take it out.
Is it you think less of me if I take
it
out?
No, I knew you couldn't do it.
Why can't I do it though?
Because you're not used to it. You could do it if you're used to it.
I just want to go to sleep, dude.
We have another guest coming. You better fucking step back to it.
Do you think that it'll mess me up all the way till the guest comes?
No.
Okay.
No, you'll bounce back.
Do you think I'll bounce back in this spot? I think if I just do a little bit. Do you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
No. I have the same headphones you do.
I've heard something.
What are you listening to?
Dude.
Damn, I like how cocky you were when we were talking about it. Yeah. You're like, oh, I used to do it all the time. You used to do it back with dad. What the fuck did you say? You used to do a long cut. You had it in for 5 fucking minutes and now you're hearing shit.
Dude, that shit hit me good.
Yeah.
I remember when Josh used to do it, when we were all doing the snus. It was right when Josh started talking to us. We couldn't break him out of his shell, but he finally broke out of the shell, and we'd come into Bernie's office, and we used to give him the snus, and he would be just, he'd always have those, like, quick one-liners about him being like, I'm fucking, you know, two sheets past the wind or whatever. You know?
He's good at those one-liners. He gets real pale.
Yeah.
Not anymore. But.
He'd be just quiet. And that's how I feel right now.
Yeah,
but I feel good.
I need you a little bit. Maybe we should have.
Could you do a podcast by yourself, talking by yourself?
To myself or to the audience, I guess?
Yeah. Could you do it by yourself, like reading a news story?
Yeah, if I had something to read. If I'm just talking about myself, you know how like Theo Von will talk, just talking to the camera. He's like, well, I had this like, you know, brother come talk to me. Like, you know, like he's just telling, I guess he's kind of doing bits.
Yeah.
So if there's something like I have written down, of course, but just talking to myself would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
I had to.
Do you think the industry is starting to crumble? The Hollywood industry is starting to crumble with all these child stories of child rape and sex trafficking and all that?
Yeah. I mean, so much shit's coming out now. We had the Nickelodeon documentary that came out.
I didn't watch that. Where is that at?
It's on a lot of things. So it's...
Is that the one you told me that said... You always say it's on a lot of things. I haven't seen it.
Sorry. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
I think it's on Max.
Okay.
Some things you have to pay for. Like Prime has it, but you have to pay for it, I think. It's so... When you want to watch something, I just have to Google it now because I don't know where it's at. Yeah. So I'm like, where is it streaming free? Because then it'll pop up with all the show, like all the different services, and it'll say some are priced and then some with a subscription.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but like Disney and Hulu has commercials.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have to pay for another version.
Another tier for
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So
Kelly bought it. She's like, oh, it's $4. I got it. And
yeah.
And it's fucking commercials.
What's going to happen is they're going to fucking grab their mask and they're pulling. They're like, look. I'm Comcast, motherfucker. Yeah. You're back. Yeah. You're back to regular.
We're back.
Yeah. Yeah, because if they start showing commercials, the rate should be cheaper because they're getting more money from marketing. So, yeah. But the rate's going up, and then they're just making you pay for more stuff. You remember Netflix talked about a better resolution, like you pay for 4K? I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't even know that was a thing until Kelly told me.
What the fuck were we getting before?
Yeah.
I thought it was good quality.
Yeah.
I feel like I have fiber optic Internet, you know? Yeah. And I feel like my streaming Netflix is always kind of going in and out of focus, like in and out of resolution, yeah. Do you think yours is just consistent?
Mine's pretty solid, yeah.
It's not bad, but I know it's like, it'll like get clearer, then it'll get a little fuzzy, it'll get clearer.
Yeah. What's your download speeds here? Have you checked that?
I can check. I wonder, because I had to look this up.
Do the Google speed test. Just go to Google, type speed test.
All right.
It's pretty accurate.
So tell me the ranges because I might have forgot what's
you
good.
Probably want a good 50. You want to be in the 50s and
50
60s.
50 what? There's downloads and
you want to be
uploads.
Download you? I mean, higher is the better. Like some motherfuckers get like 100 downloads, but if you're in the 50s to 70s, that's pretty good.
Oh no!
What are you at?
I don't know if this is good at all.
What are you at?
Hold on, wait. It's not done yet.
Dude,
shit, dude.
I'm fucking struggling right now.
What's good? It said my internet speed is fine. That's not good. Maybe I think I have better internet than I do. Your internet connection should be able to handle streaming on HD video. Oh, I might have trouble if I have multiple.
Did you just type in speed test?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, it did the test. You know, it does a
little. What was the number?
9. Because aren't you supposed to have more, like, if you have good, you're almost a gig almost a gig per second or something. Mine's megabits per second.
Yours is not very good.
What's yours?
Mine's in the 50s, bro.
Yours is in the 50s.
Mine's in the 50s. Yours is not good at all. My.
Oh, what Wi-Fi are you on? Hold on real quick. What Wi-Fi am I on? Oh, we need to go to 5G. Does it do it on the network you're on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me try the 5G.
I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I'm coming back.
You better, dude.
I'm coming back.
I'm struggling over here.
I'm coming back. I want to talk about Andrew Huberman, too.
Well, let's talk about the sex. Oh, no. Oh yeah. It's fucking fast now.
What is it at?
Damn, I shouldn't use that one. Sometimes it like puts me on that one. Yeah, I'm 50.
Okay.
Fuck.
Good.
I don't know. Is that different? So my download speed's 50.
Your upload should be about 70, maybe 70 to 100.
Dude, I think you don't know what you're talking about.
How would I?
20 for upload.
Dude,
I think that's pretty good. I looked on the internet. I remember anything over 20 is high speed.
My upload is like 70. I'm at the house.
Yeah. Well, send me a screenshot and I'll believe that.
Okay. That's why I went to Verizon.
Go home now.
I couldn't drive right now if I wanted to. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. That's not good, dude.
I haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for about 10 minutes, put it back in, like, you know, slowly immerse myself into it again.
No. Let's talk about Nickelodeon.
Okay. Tell me about Nickelodeon. Tell me about all this. You were talking about it this morning about all these, this producer that was engaged or like trapping the kids at his house or something or making them sleep over. Well,
sort of. So the Nickelodeon producer is has basically made Nickelodeon. I think Disney was like the only kid channel, and then he came into the picture and then started making shows. And his first show is All That. You remember that show?
Yeah, with Ken and Kel.
Yeah. So that was his first one. It was like their take at like SNL for kids. And so,
listen, I'm just Googling it a little bit.
Oh, as I talk about it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the claims are kind of loose about him. It really just comes out like he's, kind of demanding, and he talks to people a certain way. But, they talk about, him always wanting a massage while he's working. So he always like asked someone from the cast. It seemed like it was normally like, the clothing people, like the people that got the clothes ready for the skits and stuff. And they would just come and like rub his shoulders. And so that was like the big thing. But he also produced the show in a way that like the girls would do weird shit. So they have like I remember I was telling you there's Ariana Grande was in one of the shows, and she was grabbing a potato like with two hands and like putting it by her face, like kind of like this. And asking for the, it was trying to, she was like, can you water or can you milk a potato? And then she was doing this. She was like, give me that sweet cream.
She really said that?
It shows those clips on the doc. And we're like, didn't think much about it when you're, you know, little watching it. But then it shows all these clips and we're like, oh, shit.
I'm going to YouTube this, dude.
And then there's one where she's like laying upside down on the bed.
Yeah.
I need some eye contact.
I'm listening to you.
And she like dumps water on her, and she's like making these weird noises on her, like on her chest. And it's like, oh, that's another weird one. And then they said she has like he had an obsession with feet. And so there's many episodes where the girls had their shoes off, and they're like pick it up, and then someone's touching it, or they're touching it. Or Ariana Grande was like putting her foot in her mouth. And like trying to bite her foot, like her toes and stuff.
I didn't know that Ariana Grande was on Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, I think that's pretty much where she started. I want to say it's Victorious maybe, or Cat and, oh, there's a Cat and one something that came out later. But I know I'm like fresh on this because I just watched the doc. But and then one of the Nickelodeon sign was a foot.
Damn.
Like an actual foot.
And oh, I remember the foot. Yeah, I remember the foot.
So all that stuff is kind of. What they were talking about for him. But then there was like this, I don't know if he's a co-producer, he's just someone that worked on the show that gave the kids direction. And he was like one of the guys that was on the show too. He had like some little skits here and there. But so the whole show, the whole doc was like really based on some of these like loose claims, but also the video. And then I think the real bulk of the documentary was something came out that one of the staff members had sexually assaulted somebody, and he was going to jail. And so they were like, you know, they put the kids in the room and talked to them. I think they told the parents to kind of get out of the room as they told them this information.
Like the Nickelodeon staff did, or like the cops?
No, the Nickelodeon, I think the Nickelodeon staff.
Holy
to
shit.
Talk to the kids. And then the kids, it was like one of the last episodes leading up to like the big episode. And they're like, wait a minute. Was this one of the kids, like one of the actors? And then it kind of stopped, like the cliffhanger ended.
Yeah.
And then the next episode comes on, and it's Drake Bell, like the guy from
Drake and Josh.
And he was part of the Amanda show for a while. And so he comes down, and then he sits on the chair and he goes, hello, I'm Drake Bell. And then it ties it all. You're like, oh shit, this is the kid. And so he's like a well-known Disney character, Nickelodeon character. And so then he gets into it and talks about how this guy just got so close with his family and gave some like false information, because his dad was like super into, like he was very protective of Drake, and his parents were like separated, so it was just his dad kind of
like a manager almost.
Yeah, he was the manager. And but he noticed this guy was kept like kind of touching Drake like on the shoulder a little like more than normal.
Right.
And so he noticed early on like something was going on. And so that guy convinced Drake that he convinced them that his dad was like stealing money from him and he wasn't looking out for his best interest. So he convinced Drake so much that he switched his manager to, I think, first as mom. And then his mom didn't want to drive him to these, you know, to the set. And so that guy kind of slid in. He was like, all right, I'm going to drive. And then at one point, they were out late. And you bring him to Disney World all the time and like a bunch of weird shit. And at one point he was like, oh, it's kind of late to drive back. Why don't you just stay at my house? And so that's when it opened the door to like him staying over. And it happened a few times or whatever. And he was like one night he like woke up and he was being like sexually assaulted.
Molested.
Yeah. They didn't go into the details, but they have like a report of like what was done to him. And it was like.
And that's the fat, chunky guy.
No, it's the skinny one. Look him up real quick.
No. The guy that the fat, chunky guy is the one that did the stuff to the kids.
He's not the producer. He's another guy.
This guy?
No, that's the producer. The producer.
So there was multiple people doing it?
No, I was trying to tell you, he's the one being mean and then setting up these shows kind of inappropriately. The other guy, I think, just gives direction to some of the, he like helps some of the kids with acting and he's like, his name is, just look up his, who molested Drake. His name's something, Peck. Something Peck.
I'm in the story now. This is from The Guardian.
The weird thing that I guess is just a coincidence.
Schneider?
No, that's Dan Schneider's the producer.
Okay.
And then the other guy is something Peck. But look up his name real quick. Just look up Peck and it'll come up like probably right away.
Is it like P-E?
P-E-C-K.
Peck Nicolone.
What's his name?
What happened to Drake Bell and Brian? Brian Peck?
Brian Peck. So look, Brian Peck is the guy. You probably look up his picture real quick and see what he looks like. And the weird thing is Josh, mm-hmm. you know, Drake and Josh. Josh's last name's Peck too. But I think it's a coincidence. It never says anything. I just...
Hold on. This is from the New York Post. So they just did the story about Andrew Huberman too. So take that with a grain of salt. But it says Nickelodeon reportedly hired accused and convicted child molesters and pedophiles who worked on the set of kids shows that were produced by the Paramount-owned company. Legal records obtained by the DailyMail.com found that the network employed or worked with 5 child predators, as well as 2 others who were accused of pedophilia. So they, I mean, did they do background checks? Brian Peck?
No, that's kind of what they're talking about too. Towards the end of the documentary.
It's okay though, because the network said that they've improved their safeguards since then.
Oh yeah.
So everything's fine.
Get this. He, a random mom of it. Oh, a mom of his girlfriend at the time was the one who noticed a change in him. And, he was getting calls from Brian Peck, I guess. And, just over and over and over to the point where he called, his girlfriend's mom's home phone.
No way.
So she saw it too. And she pulled him aside and was like, hey, what's going on? And then she called his mom and said, hey, I think we need to put him in therapy because something's going on.
So how long was this going on?
I think.
Because he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I think it was like right before Drake and Josh the show. So I think it was quite a while. So this happened a couple times. Like, I guess he didn't know what to do and like it happened a couple times.
Yeah.
He didn't stop it. Maybe he was intimidated to stop it. But look, so then he confesses, like, what happens. Drake does.
Okay.
He confesses. And so the cops they do, like, the old school. They hook up the phone to a recorder.
No.
And he calls Brian, and he gets him to confess.
By asking him questions?
Yes.
But he didn't know that he's obviously being recorded.
Multiple times during the conversation, he asked, are you recording this?
Fuck, dude.
And so they get evidence that it happened. They send him to jail, and he's in there for I think it, you can look it up. I think
16
it's like,
months.
It's 16 months.
That's what I saw in here.
So what happened is he has a bunch of friends in the industry. He's been in the industry for a long time, Brian.
Yeah.
And so celebrities were sending letters saying he's not a bad guy.
Motherfuckers, dude.
There's a lot of kids from the Boy Meets World show. A lot of actors that you would know. I can't recall all of them, but so much that, and then you know Hollywood's kind of fucked. Like not everybody goes to jail forever. Like yeah. They just get out.
They're just kind of scathe free.
So then he gets out and he works for another children's network. I think he works for Nickelodeon again. And then it gets brought up and then they're like, oh, wait, how'd he get through again? So I don't know if it's Nickelodeon, but I know it was another.
Like the Cartoon Network or something?
No, it was another kid network. And so he's out and he's kind of sliding by all of these checks. So I don't know. Yeah, so that got uncovered and.
And this is completely separate from what's going on with Diddy, right? This has happened before, I guess, or this has happened. They're not part of the same thing, right?
I don't. It could be a whole big thing. That's he's talking about sex trafficking. So it's like, in my mind, that's like moving girls around or boys around and people paying to do things, you know. But this is just a predator that. Worked his way in and gained the trust of like the family. So
did you follow any of the PDD story?
No, I haven't got a chance to read it in depth. All I see is sex trafficking.
Like headlines and how he supposedly escaped the United States the day that.
Oh shit.
You didn't know any of that? Well, we'll get into that after you tell me more about this.
That's pretty much where it leads off. But one of the biggest Nickelodeon stars was Amanda Bynes.
Mm-hmm.
She had her own show, and he always took a lot of interest in, like, this is what they're, insinuating, I guess, is that he likes the young girls, and when they got too old, he, like, didn't care for them as much, but Amanda Bynes came out, and she was, like, investing everything he had in her, and he was, like, the official producer of the Amanda show, which was just her doing skits, and, it showed some pictures and stuff, which could be taken wrong, but it's just, I think they were just working together all the time. But you know how different she is now.
Yeah, she's pretty messed up.
She's completely, you know, if you watch her in like, She's the Man, I think the soccer movie, like she very like, and then she did some kind of adult sitcoms to where it was like away from Nickelodeon. That's another thing. She had a show on another network, and then he went and was a like co-producer on it.
Did she bring him in, or the network did?
They're just saying like he just wanted to be a part of it, and then they ended up kicking him off the show because of, I think, of his like the way he manages everything, and
because he was kind of the rude guy.
Yeah, and then he just said he had other projects he needed to work on. He didn't need to be there. So, they're kind of saying he got kicked off.
Right.
So, but anyways, so time goes by. She even did, I think the earliest movie I saw where she was the same was Easy A. You remember Easy A?
Oh, yeah.
She was in that as like the Christian girl. And that, I know it's a long time now ago, but that was not too long ago. And then she, you know, came out with the tattooed eyebrows and the little heart tattooed on her. And then she like, doesn't sound the same anymore. Like she, like something happened.
Yeah.
So what they're coming out with now that's not part of the documentary is they're, I don't know if it's propaganda, but they're saying that Dan impregnated her when she was like 13 and she got an abortion.
No.
So I don't fucking know. I don't know how true that is, but that's what they're trying to put out there. So that's pretty much it. And then I saw something that maybe another episode will come out with more Nickelodeon people because there's not a lot of popular Nickelodeon people on there. It's Drake's like the biggest one and no one else is on there.
Right.
And it's kind of weird that other cast members didn't go on to like support it if it was such a problem. It's just, you know, Well, the one that got molested, obviously, but the other ones are just kind of, and some of them are like, not like, some of them are on like all that for like one season, and, or some of them are like the, not the main character, and they're just, maybe they're just pissed off because they, you know, they didn't get treated like the main character. I don't know.
It doesn't have the same steam or the amount of people like that Olympic coach. Was it Steiner or what was his name?
Yeah, when everybody just started coming out.
Yeah, there's just multiple
people
coming forward with stories.
But they did have that, I'm probably going to say her name wrong, Jeanette McCurdy, something like that. She's the blonde girl from iCarly. So that was like one of their, after Drake and Josh, iCarly. iCarly, the girl in there, was the little sister on Drake and Josh.
There's a bunch of toys with iCarly, right? iCarly toys.
Like for kids?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
iCarly's big. It was like a big show at the time. So she was the co-star on there. And apparently she came out with a book. So they referenced the book in the documentary, but she wasn't on the documentary. She may be tired of talking about it, but I think in the book, basically her mom would bring her to these things. I think she wanted to do them, but maybe she was pushy about it. But she mentioned the producer in the book a lot. And gave some examples of how she was treated. So, because she's not, she'd end up doing iCarly, and then she did a spinoff with Ariana Grande, which was after. And I guess it wasn't, I think she left after she started getting treated. So probably when she became an adult, you know, she was able to leave.
Yeah.
But
if you and I did something like that, there wouldn't be all this time if normal people fucked up, you know? I don't know. I say that, but then you always hear about all these stories about like child predators living so, you know, close to schools. They get through, they like find the cracks and they get through the system. So it is possible, but
I think because that desire is still there. That's like their main objective.
And we were talking about it earlier. It's kind of, I think it's, like a something happened when they were born, or like when they were forming in their mom's belly. Like there's something chemically wrong for them to crave kids the way they do, right?
I don't know. You would think that the parent may have had that too, and then it because like some of it seems almost taught. We know for sure that people that get molested when they're young.
Yeah, I had it in my family. My, like, an uncle did it with some of my family members, and then they did it to their, you know. So it definitely a taught thing.
I think when it happens, when you're younger, it happens to somebody younger. I think it changes the chemicals in their brain. And because I don't think you're not supposed to experience that. So it just changes your outlook. Almost like, you know, young girls that get into the entertainment industry and then everything gets normalized to where they think it's normal to get naked on stage or naked on a video or and then it's just like they're not even a typical person anymore. It's just like they just think everything's kind of normal.
Maybe the
kids think it's normal when it happens. It's like, and if you never talk about it, it's just like, oh, that's normal. So like when I get older, maybe that's what happens.
Yeah. And then that producer, those people in power have so much influence on what they're doing. I can't imagine the producer, what he was telling the kids, you know, like, hey, this is, I can't even imagine what those closed doors conversations were like.
The kids on Nickelodeon were supposed to be chaperoned at all times. So even if they're on set, their parents should be somewhere around. And the kids on there were saying that was kind of loose.
Like who was the chaperone?
It had to be the parent.
Oh, it had to be?
It had to be. But then they said it was kind of loose, like nobody was policing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good kind of structure to have to try to prevent that. But just the fact that that's a rule, it makes you think that it's known.
Yeah.
That like someone needs to be there besides the people managing what's going on, you know. I'm sure there's more to it, but it's wild. And then, you know, who is that guy that got popped a few years ago. What's his name? Like the guy that was making all the girls do something for a big role. He was like the biggest guy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, remember Hollywood him? Producer. Let me look it up.
Yeah. So he did that shit for 30 plus years or something.
It was widely known that you had to do sexual things with him in order to get cast.
And people knew. Everybody knew. But it didn't get big enough until it was the Me Too movement, wasn't it? That kind of leaked that after that Olympic trainer got it. Everybody started speaking it up because they felt more comfortable.
Yeah.
Comfortable. I never say the T in comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yeah, I need to get better.
Yeah. So the Nasser was the Olympic coach, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I used to know his name, the other guy's name. But like basically every woman actress.
Is it Tim Torta?
No.
Okay. Harvey Weinstein.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Did he kill himself? Or is he in jail? Or prison or whatever?
Let's go to the Wikipedia.
You should just type that in. It'll take too long to read. But can you... Everybody knew, and everybody was silent because they knew if they blew the whistle, they wouldn't be able to get the next movie. So it's all positions of power.
He's in the New York prison system.
Mm. Well, I mean, we're leaving out that other one. What's the island? What's that guy's name too?
Oh, I'm Epstein.
Epstein, yeah.
So that's what the PDD stuff is supposedly. Well, I don't know if it's actually tied to that, but I think there's pictures of PDD with Epstein, maybe.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, you think
that maybe? I think I saw that. I don't know if it's cropped. That's the whole problem about being on Twitter. You don't know if it's photoshopped
it's
images.
It's getting worse, dude. Especially technology. They're able to do so much stuff. I can almost not tell.
Yeah.
I can tell video stuff still, but not picture stuff all the time. But you know, with all this stuff happening, I think that if this is able to go on, I think this is accepted in society, like on the higher level, you know, of society. I think it's accepted, and every once in a while they have to make an example out of somebody so that they know, like, we're doing our due diligence to try to, you know.
But PDD taking the fall for it.
He's not, though. R. Kelly was doing the same shit, and how long did it take him? Because didn't he, that whole... All the skits about I'll pee on you and all that, I think that was an underage girl.
Yeah.
And it was like a comedy skit forever. And we all knew it was happening, but nothing happened.
It's just power and money that's keeping them safe.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to go through the Independent? There are all the allegations made against Diddy.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
All right, so this is just 3 hours ago, so I don't know how, you know, this is from the Independent, which is pretty mainstream news article, but federal agents with the Homeland Security raided two of the rapper's houses in Los Angeles and Miami this week, is facing multiple civil lawsuits accusing him of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and rape. Let's see. All right, so Combs, 54, has strongly denied all of the allegations already. His attorneys have branded the lawsuit and their accusations as money grabs, baseless, or sickening. The entertainer has not been formally charged or accused by federal prosecutors of any crime yet. The lawsuits come after Combs' former partner, Cassie. You remember Cassie, right?
She.
Hold on, I'm reading it. Hold on. I don't know, dude. Okay, so the lawsuits come months after Combs' former partner, funny they say partner, because I think they were married, right? Cassandra Cassie Ventura filed a lawsuit against him in November. She accused him of raping her in 2018.
That's a long time after.
Beating her, demanding she carry a firearm to make her uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is, and forcing her into unwanted sexual encounters with male sex workers. Ms. Ventura's lawsuit against Combs was settled a day after she filed it for an undisclosed amount of money. The slew of allegations of lawsuits against Combs date as far back as 1990s. And that's pretty fucked up. You remember when she came out with Me and You, that song? It's just me and you. Do you remember that?
No, not really.
All right. Can I play it a little bit?
No.
You don't want me to play
it? I believe you.
Okay. Do you? That was like it. She came out with that banger in that one album. Yeah. And then that was kind of the last we've... I mean, she...
So what are you trying to say? Like... After that, it probably got worse, and so she wasn't making music?
Yeah, man, I think maybe he, like, put her in an umbrella.
You think she stopped her from making music?
I think so. Let's see. 1990s, when he founded his own label, Bad Boy. Bad Boy Record, that's... I mean, she was signed with Bad Boy. Lawsuits against the rapper began 16th in November 2023, when he was sued by Cassie, his former partner, who alleged abuse for years, blah, blah, blah. It was filed under the New York Adult Survivors Act just before it expired. This act offered a one-year window of adult victims of sexual assault to come forward with civil claims regardless of the statute of limitations. R&B singer Cassie, whose full name is Cassandra Ventura, filed the lawsuit. It's just like repeating itself.
Yeah.
Raped and beaten by Combs on many occasions over a 10-year period. Her lawsuit claimed that Combs brought the singer into his fast-paced and drug-fueled lifestyle not long after she met him and signed her to his label in 2005 when she was just 19 and he was 37. Ms. Ventura said that the pattern of abuse began as soon as their relationship started and that she was trying to end it in 2018. He forced himself into her Los Angeles home and raped her. Think that's
so she started the whole process of this. What year was she did she actually start it?
Do you know a Lil Rod?
No,
I don't know who this is. Survivors brought, oh damn, hold on, all right, survivors bought lawsuits against some of the state's most powerful men, including, so there apparently there was a bunch of lawsuits filed recently in the entertainment world, such as Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Axl Rose, and Combs. Rodney Lil Rod Jones, in the most recent lawsuit against Combs, filed on 26th of February 2024 in New York. Producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones alleged he was subjected to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy at his direction, and that he was forced to engage in relations with a sex worker Combs hired. The producer, who worked for Combs between September 22 in November 2023, claimed that Combs sexually harassed, drugged, and threatened him for more than a year. He said that he has video and audio evidence of Combs, his staff, and others engaging in serious illegal activity. The lawsuit identified rapper 50 Cent's former girlfriend and the mother of one of his children, Daphne Joe, as one of the alleged sex workers. The lawsuit also alleges that Combs regularly hosted sex trafficking parties with underage women and illegal drugs, and implies record label executives who looked the other way financially benefited from access to celebrities, including people like British royal Prince Harry. Because there's some shit about Prince Harry in it too.
He was doing Epstein too, wasn't he?
Well, it says Prince Harry. I think Epstein maybe, but that's what people say. But this article says Prince Harry is not accused of any wrongdoing or of attending the parties. Combs' attorney told the Los Angeles Times that the lawsuit contains reckless name-dropping about events.
No, when I do these, it's charged, right? It's charging the whole time. And then I unplug it because I use it for work. So it should always be charged.
Oh, but if you haven't, we haven't done a podcast. Hold on.
But look. It sits.
Hold on. Yeah, but it loses battery.
Not that quick.
Yeah, here we go. Ready? On three. One, two, three. And we're back.
Again. Shit, we're struggling to this one, aren't we? You were struggling at first. Now the camera's struggling.
Dude, I was struggling big time.
I guess I'm next.
Maybe you should put two in your mouth and catch up to me.
Fuck no. Did, what did we leave off on?
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, but like what part?
It was him Halloween going up to a guy. But somebody said, Tom Segura, I was listening to Two Bears in One Cave, and he said from a very, he, this is him talking. He goes, I know from a very reliable source that you don't ever want to fuck with Diddy.
Who said that?
Tom Segura.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Bert. I was like, ah, well.
Yeah, Bert, yeah.
But Bert would know, wouldn't he? Because he's pretty connected in. Mm-hmm. He's like the most, he's probably the most Hollywood comedian.
Yeah.
Like, within the movie space and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was thinking when you were talking, you hadn't really seen Diddy in a while either. You know, he has those other businesses, right? Like Bacardi or whatever. I'm sure he's in real estate. I'm sure he has his hand in all this. He has a record label, but at least, you know, he stopped performing. I don't know when it stopped, but it's a long time ago. But then he was trying to make, he made Danity Kane.
Yeah.
And
he had all those MTV shows.
Yeah,
like
he was.
The rap group.
Yeah. He was visible. But like in the last few years, I mean, I don't follow him closely, but I didn't see him.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean,
what if he's been.
Did he really rap at all? Really?
No, I guess not.
He kind of was in the background doing his dance stuff. That's what, I mean, people made fun of him, right? For doing the dance, the Diddy. Have you seen the Jamie Foxx videos where he's like, I'm doing the Diddy and Jamie Foxx is doing the dance? You know, oh, he's, like, he's like, and he does the dance. He makes fun of it because that's what Diddy's, he's the producer. He's the hype man.
Yeah.
He adds the, yeah, bad boy in the background.
Okay. He's kind of like the DJ Khaled of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I didn't know that, but so he's just really, you know.
He did, like, he did have songs, like, Bad Boy for Life, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you had to be, like, I didn't really dig it. I didn't hate it, but.
I like that song.
Yeah, I like it.
We, it's can't, like, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah, those are my high school days.
Yeah.
But it makes me think if he was kind of distant, maybe he's been going through this for a while, and it finally kind of. Got out.
Yeah. I read another article that said that he's sold all of his businesses recently. Like he doesn't own the Bacardi or whatever it is. What is it? Cardi?
Did he start with that? I think he was like a
Ciroc.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, Ciroc.
I was wrong. I thought maybe he had something. Yeah, Ciroc though.
Yeah.
I wonder, I think he was just like a partner on that. I don't know. We're just saying
shit we don't know. Shit, and this is know. Fun, right?
Yeah, it's good.
This is good.
It's fun to just that's say this stuff.
It's good. Just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Don't have any backing. Oh, it's just John and Mike talking bullshit.
But there is also real side of just a money grab thing, too. But when it's this much, it's like, what's going on?
When there's multiple girls coming forward with it?
It's that psychological thing. Remember, we were talking about, like, if one person does it and starts it, then other people feel comfortable to join in.
Yeah.
I think it's
the positive and the negatives. We watch that shit at work. Like it takes one person to start the trend.
So someone did it and then, and I guess it builds,
confidence,
credibility. More and more people come out, but I don't know, dude. And I don't know how you prove it, but I guess there's video, right? So that would do it. But like normally you would like check biologically for like something, like if it happened right then, like if someone was raped, like you have to check it, and this happened so long ago, it's like how do you prove it?
It is kind of weird that Diddy was already in his 40s almost when he was with Cassie.
Well,
it's pretty weird.
Well, that happens a lot.
When is it gonna come to Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oof.
You know what I mean,
dude?
Because everyone knows that.
There's
a lot of jokes. Like, Leonardo went to the movie with a date and broke up with her at the end because she was too old. You know what I mean? Everyone knows that.
I think with him, at least he's dating 18-year-olds.
Maybe. Yeah. In public.
I wonder why these people can't just, you know, talk to 18-year-olds. They have to go a step further and go in the illegal realm.
I don't know. That's what I don't understand. I can't fathom that. Like we were talking, me and you earlier, about we're like primally, instinctively bred to be infatuated with women. What in them, like it's a rush, of looking at a woman with a big juicy butt, right?
What?
That's a rush, right? You can say it, you can admit it, right?
It's a big juicy butt.
A juicy butt or big boobs. It's nice, right?
Well, what do you think it is then?
I don't know, but I don't like when I see kids, I just see kids. I see kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What in them gives them the rush?
Well,
it's taught, right? We talked about it being taught, but there's something else.
We didn't talk about on the podcast, but there's the element of being just really rich too, and then be able to get anything you want. So you probably go through the stage of getting a lot more attention, and then you like can get with any girl you want, and then you have that money and flash, and that probably gets boring. Mm-hmm. And then there's some celebrities that will just go off in the deep end because they can't satisfy the itch anymore. It's like they need more and crazier and more dangerous, and maybe there's a side to that different from the side of like you were molested when you're younger. Maybe it's like there's a side of like nothing's feeding you anymore, and it needs to be crazier. I think, you know, with Epstein Island, it's like kind of the same thing. There's another element of like you're getting older and you're less attractive and you can't get girls like that anymore, even with the money. And so you have to.
No, if you have money, there's always the girl that's going to go after.
Yeah, you think, but then maybe, I don't know, maybe just it gets to that point where you have to pay for it. And then they find this thing where someone's offering, like Epstein, he's like, hey, come to my, you know, island.
What do you think the number is?
Of what?
How much money do you have to have in your bank account to be able to get the really hot girl?
Depends on the girl. Some girls aren't fazed by that.
Name one.
So you think that some girls will see money and then just
like money makes you hotter, right? You can be really ugly.
Yeah.
But if you have money, it'll make you hotter.
What is that thing where you're hot or cute for so long and then it turns into like how much money you have? There's like it's you could be hot and then get a rich person, and then now it's like whenever you're like I think it's I guess it's with men more or less, it's like you lose your looks, then it's more about how much money you have.
Yeah, because I don't think men care about money so much.
There's some of those men that
it's a plus. It's definitely a plus.
Like, there's some of those men that don't want to work, and then they are that way.
Yeah.
I feel like I know some of those.
But more widely, it's like I think it's because we're bred. Like we're supposed to be the providers.
Mm.
Right? So we don't really look at the women to be the provider. We look at how wide their hips are for having for babies. Birthing. Yeah, right?
Yeah, back
but in the day. Women just want money. That's it.
You can't go an episode without saying some masculine ass shit.
No, but it's kind of true, right? Because let's pretend we didn't work. All right, there was no jobs. There was no jobs, right?
Okay.
Our version of providing, right, today, of providing, you know, to our children and our family is going to work, making money, and having the means to provide not just like a house, but a the life that everything, the vacations, the clothes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But if we didn't have that, if we lived back, you know, 300 years ago, the way that we provided was like hunting and making fires and having shelter, being able to build shelter. So women are attracted to, it's not really the money, but it's the means to have that life. Right.
I thought you were going to end differently. That's why I was shaking my head. Like, you got it.
But
no, it's just being supported. It's like, take money out of it. Take the flash out of it. It's like men and women just want to feel comfortable and safe, and that's what all those things do.
I don't like this. I think you need to tell me what you really feel.
No, I think that's what it is.
You think you genuinely believe that?
We say money, but it's like we want to live comfortably and get and have things that we want, and that's what money is.
Okay, so if I bought Courtney here right here and I said, hey, would you like this version of Mike? Or if I bought another version, the same exact person that looked exactly the same, but he was a millionaire, which one would you go with?
That's a tough one.
They go with the fucking millionaire.
If it's the same person, that's kind of hard to say.
Well, then why would you? And it doesn't matter. If money didn't matter.
Yeah.
You go with the same one.
Maybe the other girls, but I think with Courtney, she would she would be with me no matter what.
I like there's some tremble in your voice. Like,
no, like, I'm lucky that she would. She doesn't care if I'm poor or rich. I don't know if I'm, you know, if I'm. I don't know that for certain, but I believe so.
Well, I'll get the real story as soon as we start
recording.
I'll
find out when she gets home. I'll ask her.
That's a good question, though, right?
No, it's stimulating.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it? It definitely doesn't hurt to have money, because then you can, all the things, you can make your dreams come true, whatever that is, whether it's like material objects, or if you want to travel, or if you have a business idea. Money definitely doesn't hurt to have, and it just gives you more opportunity to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to just say, like, all they want is money. They want the things that money gives, and not every girl or guy just wants objects. It's like, just, they want to be free. That's, money gives you freedom. Money gives you the freedom to do whatever you
want
to do.
And women want what?
Freedom.
Money.
Jeez.
Have some fun. I obviously don't really mean that, but it's fun to say.
I like how you were dead a second ago. And now you're,
I know.
Came back quick.
That's a good experiment.
Did you put it back in?
For a little bit.
Oh, you don't have it in right now?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to.
It's going to be like a 2-week piece right there.
Yeah.
to
suck the juice. Dude, the world was spinning for a hot second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there. It sucks.
It's not fun.
Yeah. It's a weird, it's a different kind of, it's not like anxiety from caffeine.
No, it's like.
It's different.
Have you ever done porn? No. What? What is those, what's that fake weed?
Oh.
What is it called? You used to buy it at gas stations.
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't do that stuff.
I didn't do it. I did it once.
Yeah.
And it,
I didn't do that.
I was hoping you caught. I did it one time. And,
last week.
No, it was a long time ago, a couple weeks ago. And it felt like I was having an out-of-body experience.
Mm. Yeah.
But scary out-of-body experience. Like, my world got smaller.
Oh.
But I wasn't in my body. It doesn't feel as... intense. That didn't feel as intense, but it feels like that a little bit. It feels like I'm losing reality a little bit.
Yeah. I could attribute it to, like, kind of being drunk. Like, you're calm. But if you thought about why you're doing it, like, that you're in that state, you're not, like, normal.
Yeah.
Then you can freak yourself out. I freaked myself out just earlier, like, maybe 15 minutes ago. I have this bad thing where I can think about having a bad time.
Mm.
I can think about it, and it just pulls me in. And I have to just look at you and just think, I'm no, because it will just suck me into it.
You're having a bad time with me?
No, just feeling like not normal.
Okay.
So it's like.
So you're not having a bad time with me?
Not anymore.
Okay.
But, but it takes a lot for me to get out of that suction of going there, because my body will get cold, and then my eyes will tunnel in.
Yeah.
And then it just will be very real. But I can do that sober.
Mm.
It's scary. I open the door one day and it sucks. Like, because I'll think about it. If I just think about it, and it can happen at any point, it'll pull me in, and I'm like, shit. And I don't know when I can get out of that mindset. Yeah. But it's like being happy or not. It's like, we don't realize that we're happy.
What is the idea of happy? I've been thinking about this.
Like, we're happy right now. Like, right. We're happy. We're doing things that we want. We're off of work. We may have plans after work. Like, we're happy. We're in the moment. In the moment, we're happy right now. But normally something external has to happen. Maybe you get some bad news or whatever, then you're sad. But you can go to being sad with no reason at all.
Yeah.
But these are simple words. Like, these are simple words because I don't know what the name, like the what the word would be, but it's like, that's the easiest way to understand it. It's like go to being sad. And it's not like listening to sad music and you're like, it's like nice where you're like, oh, you know, poor me or something. But like, yeah. It's like you're dying almost. Yeah. Yeah. Like not a good sad. Yeah. So,
well, it's like you're in your head too much.
Or yeah. And it's like more, it's out of a control thing. Cause I think when you're sober, it's like you're in control. There's not, there's nothing making anything abnormal, but when something changes, whether you feel more relaxed or more hyper, like with caffeine, like you're hyper, like you're in this state that if you just ride the wave, you're good. But if you start reading into it, you're like, oh shit, I don't want to be here, even though it's not bad.
If you don't catch it, I think that's where anxiety is.
If you don't catch what?
That feeling.
I think if you think about it, you get the feeling.
Yeah. Well, we always talk about caffeine and being the trigger. There for a while, I wanted to stop drinking caffeine because I would let myself slip into this weird state of anxiety, whether I was feeling sad, anxious, depressed. I don't know what it really was, but I don't think it wasn't caffeine. It was me thinking that it was caffeine.
Really?
Yeah. Like back to the twitches.
Yeah.
If I get them, I don't notice them.
Yeah.
And I used to really think that it was caffeine. And it was just, I would drink it and start twitching automatically in my shoulders, my arms, my calves, everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't dwell on it like I used to. And if I dwell on it, I think that's where.
That's the key.
Yeah. I think our brains are really powerful and we can almost think it into existence.
Yes. You know?
I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Exactly. No, you're observing. We're just observers. So like if we can be in the moment in this conversation, you know, it's all good. If we can just be where, but if we start, I think someone said anxiety is like future and past based.
Mm. You're stuck. Oh yeah. You're stuck in the,
if you're thinking about like what you did before, or if you're thinking about what could happen in the future, like you could think like, I'm sure you've been here. It's like, shit, what if I like get in a car wreck?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's very likely.
Yeah.
You know, or like, what if I walk around and I fall down and, what if I have an aneurysm?
Yeah.
Something just completely incontrollable. And I could think about that every second and just freak out. But that's when the point, you just got to let it go, ride the wave, just ride life.
Yeah.
And know that it's not in your control. Life isn't in your control. Like if you want to go break your leg, you can go do it, whatever. Like, you know, if you want to change the course, but like you need to just let life happen and have faith, really.
I think we should end on that.
Yeah, probably so.
Go get some lunch. Hey, two important things I got out from this podcast. One is that live in the moment. Two, women want money. Love you. Bye.
I knew something was coming.